Hi, this is Robert Wolfhard, and in this lesson I want to address another question that really often comes up by my students and clients. And the question is, if I'm working at the Linux command line, or if I'm scripting, and I have to use special characters. Characters other than letters and numbers, then the shell often gets me wrong. The shell throws errors or does things I didn't want it to do. Robert, how can I solve these type of problems with special characters? Okay, so the long question short, how shall I handle special characters in the shell to avoid errors or unintended behavior? And the fast and simple answer to this is, you have to quote. If you use special characters on a command line or within shell scripts, you have to quote them. It's as easy as that. Yeah? There is only one little problem left. How to quote? What's the best way for doing this right? Let me show you how. And before diving in, if you are working at the Linux command line, then you know it's almost always about the tools you can use there. And if you like the power of the Linux command line, you will love this. Go to shelltoolbox.com and have a look at my new book, the Shell Toolbox 2.0. This book gives you all the commands you need for your daily work at the Linux command line, with every tool shortly explained and with example calls. Yeah. If you are interested, it is Shell Toolbox as one single word, shelltoolbox.com. Okay, so how to quote the right way? Let's start from the beginning. As you know, there are characters at the command line that simply have special meanings for the shell. Take for instance the dollar sign. You use the special character to reference a variable. Or take the characters for redirecting data streams to and from files. Yeah? The greater than and the lower than sign. So you know these characters and you use them typically to trigger a special behavior of the shell. But if you don't want to trigger this special behavior, if you want to use these characters just as the characters they are, you have to mark them for the shell. So instead of just writing echo by this book for $9, you could enclose the whole string by this book for $9 with single quotes. Yeah? Echo by this book for $9 and by this book for $9 is enclosed with single quotes. In this way, the shell won't try to interpret $9 as a variable with the name 9. Instead, it would take the dollar sign for just what it is, a dollar sign. This mechanism, in this example, to enclose a complete string in single quotes is called quoting. And technically, this quoting is explained, for instance, in depth in the documentation of the bash shell. But let's doing it here the easy way. Let's first ask, what special characters should you care about? Special characters that need special handling in the shell are obviously the following, and the space, the semicolon, the comma, the ampersand, the vertical bar, and the lower than and the greater than signs. But also the lesser known meta characters opening and closing brackets need special attention, and also the placeholders for the file name globbing, yeah, the placeholders for referencing files with patterns need special handling. These characters are the asterisk, the question mark, and the square brackets. Do you use history expansion in the shell? Why would you not? Yeah? Then you have to add also the exclamation mark to this take special care list of characters. The same goes for the backslash and the single and double quotes, as they are the special characters you use for the quoting itself. So these are the characters that need special care when used at the command line or within shell scripts. The ampersand, the semicolon, the round brackets and the square brackets, the vertical bar, lower than, greater than, the space, the asterisk, the question mark, the exclamation mark, and the single and the double quotes. And I add here without further explanation the backticks and the hash sign. So now we have a list of special characters we need to take special care about. But how to do this special handling. Generally, you have three options to let a shell ignore characters with special meanings. First, single character quoting. That means you prepend the special character with a backslash. You write a backslash just in front of the special character you want to quote. For instance, echo buy this book for $9. The second way, the so-called weak quoting. Weak quoting means you surround a string containing one or more special characters with double quotes. Echo, double quote, this is an ampersand sign, double quote. And then the third way, the so-called hard quoting. That means you surround a string containing one or more special characters with single quotes. Echo, buy this book for $9 only within single quotes. Perhaps you've heard about all or some of these quoting options, but what are the differences? The first variant is obvious. If you prepend a single special character with a backslash, then you only quote this single character, nothing more. Yeah? So you use this method if you only want to use some single noun special character. For instance, quotes within an output. Yeah. Bonus question, what happens if the shell sees the backslash on a comment line? What will happen? Yeah, the shell will think, oh, okay, let's ignore the special meaning of the following character. And then it removes the backslash before interpreting the comment line further. So if you, for instance, want to print out a single backslash, you want to, for instance, print out a single backslash with the echo comment, then you have to quote this backslash with a second one. Yeah, you will write echo backslash backslash. The same goes for the other quote markers, the single and the double quotes. Yeah? You have to quote them if you want to print them out, for instance. Here are some examples for the quoting of a single character. First, you have spaces and file names. Yeah? Call, for instance, the comment mkdir with two parameters. Yeah? The comment mkdir for creating new directories. And you call the comment mkdir with two parameters, the parameter my and the parameter pictures, but you quote the space between these two words with a backslash. Yeah, you write mkdir space my backslash space pictures. And then instead of creating the two directories my and pictures, mkdir creates only one single directory with a space inside the name, yeah, my pictures. Or as another example, you want to avoid the expansion of variables. You want to print out $user instead of the content of the variable user. Then you have to prepend the $ with a single backslash. You would write echo backslash $user. Or at last, let's say you want to print out a single asterisk. Do you know what happens when you type in echo asterisk on one single comment line and you hit enter? You will simply get a list of all files within the current directory. That's because the asterisk is a search pattern for file names, and it matches zero characters or any number of any characters. And therefore, the shell will build a list of all matching file names, and all file names within the current directory will match. And then the shell substitutes the asterisk with this list before even calling the echo comment. Yeah? In this way, you can really use the command line echo asterisk as a simplistic replacement for the ls comment. Yeah? So if you want to print out a single asterisk, quote it with a prepended backslash. And what about the quoting with double quotes? This is the variant I called weak quoting. And this is also the way most of us are doing the quoting intuitively. You use a file name with spaces, surround the whole file name with double quotes. Sure, you could quote every space with a single backslash, but a file name surrounded by double quotes is much better readable, I think. You want to print out a string containing a sequence of spaces, surround the whole string with double quotes. Now let's imagine the following comment line, echo hello space 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 world. Yeah, echo hello world with a few spaces in between hello and world. And let's imagine the command line without any quoting. What will happen? Well, the shell takes the sequence of spaces between hello and world as one single separator at the command line, and then it calls the echo command with two distinct parameters, the parameter hello and the parameter world. And the echo command does what it is programmed to do. It simply prints out these two parameters, and we have lost our four spaces, for instance. If we, on the other hand, quote the string hello, four spaces, and world by surrounding the words with double quotes, then the echo command gets one single parameter containing all the four spaces. Okay, Robert, I've got it. But why the hell is this way of quoting called weak quoting? Glad you ask. Surrounding a string with double quotes is called weak quoting because there are some special characters that will be interpreted regardless of the quoting. For instance, the dollar sign. If you quote a string with double quotes and the string contains a dollar sign, then this dollar sign will be interpreted, for instance, for referencing a variable. Let's take the last example where we wanted to print out hello world with four spaces in between hello and world. And now let's imagine we don't want to greet the whole world, but we want to greet someone whose name is stored within the variable called name. Yeah, so we will type in echo and then in between double quotes hello, four spaces and dollar sign name. In this way, the four spaces will be quoted, but the dollar sign for referencing the variable will be interpreted. To be exact, between double quotes, the following special characters will be interpreted. Yeah, the dollar sign is seen, the backslash, the exclamation mark, and the backticks. Especially the backslash is handy if you want to quote something within your requoted string. Yeah, for instance, the dollar sign. That leaves us with the third quoting variant, the hard quoting with single quotes. You use this quoting variant if you want really nothing to be interpreted by the shell. In this case, surround the whole string with single quotes. In this way, you can print out really every special character without thinking about its special meaning for the shell. That's it. This was the answer to the question how to quote the right way. As you see, it isn't this hard to remember. You have the backslash for quoting one single character. You have the double quotes for the weak quoting of a string, if for instance a variable within the string shall be interpreted. And you have the single quotes for the hard quoting. With this variant, you quote every special character within a string. Yeah? Simply use this knowledge and be never again misunderstood by the shell. And before leaving this lesson, if you want to know more about such tools like the ones we talked about here, have a look at the Shell Toolbox 2.0. Yeah, in this new book, I show you a lot of command line tools you can use, especially for your day-to-day work at the command line. Yeah, and everything, every tool there comes with an explanation and with short examples for illustration. So if you like, go to shelltoolbox.com and get your very own copy for no more than what the shipping of a physical book would cost you. I hope you enjoyed this lesson. I'm Robert Wohlfahrt. Thanks for being with me for the last minutes. See you next time.